Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Freshman state legislator Republican Skylar Borglum is announcing a run for the U.S. Senate in 2020. She will challenge current Senator and former Governor Mike Rounds, who is up for re-election. After a few months of the rumor mill turning, Borglum made it official in Rapid City yesterday morning. SDPB Lee Strubinger was there, and he joins us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in SDPB's Rapid City studio now. Haley.
Hi, Lori. How's it going?
Pretty well. Thank you very much.
Good.
All right. Let's talk about this announcement. Did it come as a surprise?
Well, you know, a lot of people I talked to had speculated that Borglum would announce a run for U.S. Senate. And that speculation really began when she started touring the state to talk to communities and put together a legislative package addressing rural education. And while she neither confirmed nor denied a run for U.S. Senate, that speculation only heightened when Borglum released that strongly worded press release in April that was titled South Dakota Republican Establishment Eating Its Young. And in that release, she stated that at a Lincoln Day dinner in Lawrence County up in the Northern Hills, that U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson, with henchman-like guile, demanded that Borglum confess whether she plans to primary Rounds in 2020. And now we know for sure that she is.
All right. How did she officially kick off her campaign then?
Well, it started off in the lobby of the Hotel Alex Johnson in downtown Rapid City. And in her campaign kickoff speech, she made it clear that she has, quote, common sense conservative values, which is a phrase I think you'll hear her use a lot in this campaign. She says time and pressure are eroding away conservative principles. And she says and some of those principles that she supports is reducing the size of government, building a wall at the southern border, and reworking immigration policy as well, and also free market healthcare reform. And in defense of her conservatism, she points to her voting record on abortion. And she says that while Mike Rounds squeaked into office, she says that Mike Rounds squeaked into office in 2014 with all the controversies surrounding him during his time as governor.
All right. So when people hear that sort of common sense, conservative, talking point, how does that differentiate her from Senator Rounds? Most of her platform, ideas seem to be similar to his at this point.
Yeah. And I asked her that question following the announcement. And, she says it boils down to the size of government.
I do not believe in growing the size of government, and every trend that I've seen in terms of his voting record and his time as a governor has simply increased our spending and increased the size of government. And we need to be done with that now. We need to start reining it back in.
All right. And how does she distinguish herself from Senator Rounds regarding immigration reform and backing President Trump's border wall?
You know, she did indicate a strong support for both, immigration reform and the border wall. And she says her immigration reform package will come out soon during the campaign. So we don't know quite yet. But she did point to a local reason why the country needs immigration reform.
When an MS-13 gang member can show up on the reservation and execute a 26-year-old man in the middle of a highway, we have a problem. Decriminalization is not common sense. It is a distraction away from the fact that the Democrats have yet to present a plan. And I have a plan that includes supporting President Trump to build the wall. We will rebuild our immigration policy. We do not want open borders, but we need a common sense conservative policy that builds consensus.
Now, she didn't say at the campaign announcement which reservation she was talking about. However, I did call the Oglala Sioux Tribe's public safety office, and the sheriff there says that he's not really sure what she's talking about in relation to the MS-13 gang member. Now, 3 years ago, there was a man by the name of Vinny Brewer who was executed outside of the Sioux Ann Big Crow Center in a drug trafficking-related crime, but they aren't sure about any MS-13 connections there.
All right, so we have some hints from her words there, but what kind of campaign is Borglum looking to run?
Well, she says it's going to be a grassroots campaign with donations from the broader South Dakota citizenry. And she says smaller amounts from the greater number of people who want to send her to Washington, and that's going to be her base.
My team and I do not have $1.5 million of lobbyist money in our bank accounts. We do not have the political mobsters backing us. And you know what? Good riddance to anyone who does, because you shouldn't need that to hold on to your elected office. But I'll tell you something, we have something far more powerful. We have common sense conservative values.
And so I think early on she's setting the tone that the, you know, the rhetoric I think has already escalated quite well in going after Senator Rounds. And it's important to note that according to the latest FEC filings, Rounds has just over $1 million in cash on hand and not $1.5 million.
What kind of crowd was there for the announcement, Lee? It sounds like she's speaking loudly as if there was a large crowd. Was there a large crowd?
I would say there was probably maybe 20 people there. It was in the lobby of the Hotel Alex Johnson, which does have some high ceilings.
Sure.
And it was a little loud in that auditorium, just from HVAC and stuff like that. But there was about a couple dozen, I would say.
All right. And what kind of response did you hear from them?
Well, so during her announcement, there were some prepared statements, and then they just opened it up for questions, and there were a few press questions, and then we saw State Representative Tim Goodwin was there and asked some questions, and then you also had the director of the Family Heritage Alliance. His name is escaping me right now, but he was there to ask some questions, and then a couple others. There was some family there.
Sure. I put you on the spot with that one there.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I'm curious as far as, you know, you make an announcement like this and what's some of that excitement or, you know, doubts or questions might be. Let's ask about how the Rounds campaign has been responding to this announcement.
Sure, sure. Rob Schonsberg is Rounds' campaign spokesperson, and I reached out to him for a reaction. And he says there are 38 U.S. senators that support President Trump more than 90% of the time, and that Mike Rounds is one of them, and that Mike's overall conservative credentials are top two in the 2014 class, and that he's doing exactly what he said he would do in Washington. Now, Schonsberg goes on to say that typically a GOP primary challenge comes from the right, and they're kind of characterizing this challenge as a challenge from the left, and they call it bizarre that it would be the case here. So I think it's interesting also to note that, you know, both candidates trying to position themselves further to the right than the other.
Okay, so they're characterizing her as left of Senator Rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. It's also worth noting that Senator Rounds is with his wife, Jean, who we know is getting treatment. She needs to deal with a cancer diagnosis. So that's factoring into all of this as well. How mm-hmm. are Democrats responding?
While the Democratic candidate hasn't been announced yet for U.S. Senate to challenge for 2020, they've not surfaced yet. The party chair of the Democrats, Paul Hawks, says that, quote, Mike Rounds has spent his time in Washington following the other Senate Republicans and constantly putting the needs of, quote, millionaires and billionaires, large corporations and special interests ahead of South Dakota families. And while Rounds and Borglum compete to cater to the far right of their base, Democrats, she says, will hold them accountable for their extreme position to do everything they can to put a strong infrastructure in place for their eventual nominee.
Hmm. All right, Lee Strubinger, great work. Thanks so much for the update. Here we go, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's starting early.